The princess led them out to a stone courtyard that was larger than a baseball stadium. At one side was a busy marketplace. Men and women strolled and shopped at colorful tents. Their children played happily by a beautiful fountain nearby. "Wow," said Eric. "I had bad daydreams about Spar, but things look pretty okay here." On the other side of the square rose giant buildings of white and silver and green and pink stone. In between grew flowers and bushes, and birds sang in white-blossomed apple trees. A soft breeze blew across the vast open space. "It sure is beautiful," Julie said as they passed the fountain. The children of Droon waved to the three friends from the upper world.
"Friendly, too," Neil said,
giving the kids the peace sign.
"And someday, Kia will rule over this city as well as all the villages outside," the king said. "Just like her mother, Queen Relna."
Kia's mother was a wizard who had been transformed into a white falcon. In that shape, she had helped the kids fight Lord Spar. Now she herself needed help to become human again.
"But for now, Kia," the king said, "you must get ready for your magic lessons. Galen will be here soon. Max will come too, of course."
Galen was a powerful old wizard. Max was his spider troll assistant. The king beamed with pride and said,
"Galen tells me that in some ways Kia's powers are greater than his own. When the time is right, her true powers will be revealed."
Eric's eyes went wide.
"Powers? Cool."
Kia made a face.
"More like lukewarm. So far, I've broken 7 clay pots, 1 bowl, a chair, and 2 clocks."
3 clocks, her father said, smiling. "But Galen will teach you. And look, here he comes."
A thick blue mist rose in the middle of the square. Sparks of light streaked through it. An instant later, zam! A bearded old man in a long blue robe stood there. Next to him sat a large spider with 4 arms and 4 legs. He had a round face, a pug nose, and orange hair that stood straight up.
"Galen! Max!" Eric said. "Good to see you again."
But the wizard did not look happy.
"What's wrong?"
the king asked, gripping his wooden club tightly. There was fear in Max's eyes as he spoke.
"Terrible," he chittered. "Lord Spar, he's coming." "I fear the worst," Galen said. "A curse has been sent by the evil one. We've tracked it across the plains. Now look."
Galen pointed to the skies above them. A vast black cloud passed quickly in front of the sun. The entire courtyard fell into shadow.
"It is a curse," Max muttered.
Eric thought of his daydream again. He shivered with cold as he shot a look at Kia.
"What kind of curse?" he asked.
A snowflake fell from the darkening sky. Another followed it. Then another and another. The sun vanished completely. The air grew icy cold. Freezing wind tore across the city. The trees that had been so beautiful were instantly crusted with heavy frost. Ice formed on the city walls and on the stones of the courtyard. Eric remembered what Spar had said.
"Ice!" he cried, shivering. "Spar is using ice to attack us! It's just like he told me!"
Kia's eyes went wide with fear.
"Oh, my Jaffa city!"